This is the Garden Cafe, and we're Custom House, Docklands, and we're a Christian outfit because we believe in Jesus. We also believe in peace, so we're coming very strongly against the arms fair. We also believe in building community, and we're bringing people together here and creating community because that's where it's at.
We know that this is an opportunity for criminals, terrorists and all to have access, direct access to arms. You never know who's going to buy it. Isn't that a very good way of funding violence, of enhancing killings? Sierra Leone is not an isolated case. Turn to Afghanistan, turn to Iraq. It's very sad indeed. So I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy to be in the campaign. Thank you. If you need any further information, I'm sure I'll be around to give more. Thank you very much.
Good evening, everybody. I came from the Philippines, from southern Philippines, where the conflict is going on in Mindanao. Maybe you've heard from BBC Mindanao,
Dabusayap.
So I was the product of a war-torn countries. I experienced, because of conflict, there were rebellions. NPA, we called it NPA, New People Armies. And we have in the Mindanao, Islamic groups. So for me, my own experience, I was traumatized by the war. In fact, as of now, I am very fearful because I experienced conflict, war in the countryside. And for me, the bigger loser are the civilians, the people. In fact, in my place, in my own diocese, my colleague was shot, was killed by the military, a priest in my diocese. And even the congregation of Father A, Father Ropos Hali, in Mindanao was killed. And there was a bishop was also killed because of conflict. So it's very terrible. That's what horrendous experience So I am very happy that you people here in this country is very much concerned to oppose the arms fair here in London. For me, is a very Christian act. It's our moral obligations to oppose war, because as what the songs, as we hear that right now, it's a killing machine. It's an instrument of death. So as Christians, we are promoter of life. So yeah. I'm very happy. I'm very grateful to be with you, as coming from countries where the conflict is going on, that there are people like you who are very much concerned for us. As well, I'm very touched by the sharing from my friends from Ivory Coast and Sierra Leone. It's very different experience, really. As we saw in the movies or in the televisions, but if you were in the situations, it's very different. It's very traumatized experience. In fact, now, even though I'm here in UK, still I'm carrying, the experience from a conflictive place, in my place, the being fearful, no? The fear still in me now. So I'm very happy to you, to your concern and support for this very noble cause to oppose the arms deal. Thank you very much and good evening.
Experiencing a very tragic period at this very time. What I'm trying to basically tell the rest of us who have never been in an environment like that, most of us have seen these things through the television and newspapers, but being there is a totally different thing. I was shaken up. This is not an accusation trip I am on. This is a plea trip to those who sell arms, to these vulnerable people, to these troubled people. So those of us who have got the power and the money, and we have a responsibility to those people who are in trouble, who are having some dispute, whatever they really, let's forget about the reason why the people are having wars. War is not necessarily with actual arms. Have some dispute, some personal, some religious dispute. Do not fester it. Let's not give them something to fight with. You want to fight? Okay, this is it. Sometime this week or next week, it's going to be an unfair. I'm going to leave you with this. Let's all imagine for a minute, as my friend started, that we lived in the world or in an environment without guns. How would we resolve these problems? I thank you very much.
About the arms trade, I don't know if you heard it. Well, it's sort of interested. It was interesting what it said, that the government are going to invite certain people, and they're going to publish that. But the company that is organised are not going to publish there, but they who they are going to invite. And the people they are going to invite are going to be, we say, people who we wouldn't like to hear or come to this conference, put that way. But the government are going to publish theirs, and they're sort of. Right, they're sort of bona fide. But the point is, we have to pay for it. We are paying. The taxpayers is going to pay for the people who are coming. There's about 80 or 90 different countries coming to buy arms at this so-called fair. You know, we have our vigil coming up, and it's going to be 2 hours. And it's in solidarity with the voices that's from the Philippines and Africa and people around the world who are the victims of violence.
In Custom House, we're just a few people, and but we can make a change in this area, and we can make a bit of noise about what's going on about here. It's a disgrace it's coming here into our neighbourhood, considering what this neighbourhood's been through in North 45 and onwards, and we really need to make a stand, folks. So do your part and stand up and don't be afraid.
The night we've had here has been an awareness raising evening, because so many local people do not know what's going on in their own backyard. They're selling bombs and tanks and fucking weapons of destruction and death that are killing innocent kids, and people around here don't even know it's happening. So we're just trying to raise their awareness that there's something going on here that they should know about.